How do you assess that?
I thought first half we were excellent. Played some fantastic football. Should have scored more, really. And second half we started slowly and didn't come out the blocks and were a little bit sloppy in our play and could have got punished for it. And sometimes when you start like that, it's difficult to get it going, even though probably we still had the best chances with Sammy's shot and Cluffy almost at the inside of the post. But it's a lesson learnt from us that you can't start slowly. And, you know, our technical ability didn't diminish over the 15-minute period, but our mentality wasn't quite right once the whistle went for the second period. But it's a fantastic win for us. And when you don't play great in that second period, you've got to roll your sleeves up, and we certainly did that. I don't think anyone could deny that. You know, since I've come into the club, asking about the spirit and the determination of the team to get the win was there. There's things obviously we need to learn from, but in terms of the determination to win, you can't fault that.
In the league, it's 7 wins out of the last 8 now, Phil. That's a pretty impressive statistic, whichever way you carve it up.
Yeah, and you've got to win all kinds of games in football. Exactly. You've got to win, when you play really well. And, you know, we knew Coventry tonight it would have a response to the defeat away at Oxford. I knew that. I'd seen them play Scunthorpe and I thought they looked a good side. They're probably in a false position. So I knew they'd come and have some sort of reaction tonight and, you know, give them credit as well, because Mark Venus will be pleased with his team's performance. But, yeah. You know, you've got to win it all different ways over the course of the season, and we've done that tonight, and we're very pleased.
What do you make of the way the league's shaping up, coming in now to a real busy and hectic period of fixtures? We're not that far away from Christmas, and another game to come, of course, on Saturday at Northampton.
Yeah, well, the way it's shaping up is that when you're at the top and you come off the pitch, normally the top teams have all won, because, you know, they tend to be the best teams in the league because they're up there. So yeah, it's competitive. Scunthorpe are obviously setting the pace, but we're hanging on to the shirt tails, and we're on a terrific run ourselves. And I'm very, very pleased with the spirit which is being shown by the players. And we've had a bit of disruption over the last few weeks with injuries, but I think Ben tonight came in and put in a fantastic performance in goal, apart from one cross which slipped out of his hands. His rest of his performance was very, very good.
After what you did at Bradford last season and all the clean sheets you earned there, did you really expect to be able to do it again here as well, Phil, and build from that?
Obviously, to get clean sheets, you need people to put the bodies on the line at times. And I think even in the first half, we saw that, people, midfield players, to block things and highlight that in training and highlight it when we do work on the DVD, etc. The Bolton fans know what it takes to roll the sleeves up and win, and that's what they want to see. And that side of the game I thought was great tonight, in terms of every single player rolling the sleeves up and make sure that if there was a cross to be stopped, it was there. If there was a body to be thrown in the way of a shot, it was there. If it got through those players, the keeper was there to pull off a save. And you need that, you really do. And it's probably a dying art in English football. What English football was probably known for in terms of kind of big hearted players, but I feel we've got it, but we've got to keep showing it. We've had a little bit of a lesson in terms of we've got to learn tonight that if you start slowly, you can get punished. Yeah. We didn't tonight. On another night, we might have done. So we've got to make sure that our mentality as a team stays strong, and that's so important.